David Sumani channel, one of Islam's distinguished teachings is to fear Allah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Ittaqillaha haythuma kunta. Fear Allah wherever you are. Ittaqillaha, this refers to fearing Allah regarding the fulfillment of one's obligations and avoiding sins. And it stems from taqwa being the cornerstone of Islam. The stations of truth and certitude are attained from taqwa. All nations were instructed to fear Allah. As is stated in the Holy Quran, وَلَقَدْ وَسَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. And we have indeed emphasized to those who received the books before you and to you that remain fearful of Allah. Devasmani channel, Prophet Dawood alayhi salam told Prophet Suleiman alayhi salam, the taqwa of a believer manifests in three matters. Number one, having complete reliance regarding that which he did not receive. Number two, being content with what he has. And number three, firm patience concerning that which was taken from him. Davis Mali channel, when a storm began at some place, Atahmatullahi ta'ala would cry and exclaim, this is due to me. Creation will be trialed by this. If Atta were to die, creation would be saved from this. Crying profusely, he would say, perhaps I will be dragged to hellfire first. Yet, I am hateless. Davis Omni channel, wherever the fear of Allah develops in people and wishing well for others becomes a part of their attributes, they will become a means for removing difficulties from people and facilitating ease for them. Their speech will be used to please Allah, as well as to benefit others and save them from harm. Devil Sumzi channel, their hands will not be used to pull people down, but rather to support them instead. Let us make a promise to fear Allah and avoid disobeying Him regardless of the condition we are in. Ameen bijahi Nabil Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.